All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Brotherhood Podcast. I definitely said last week we're going to try to do two, and that did not happen. I would like to do it this week, but I'm just not going to make promises anymore so that I don't let anybody down. But look, we're really glad that we're back this week, and we're going to be studying the scripture today. We're going to be in James 5, verse 16. It reads, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Well, there's a lot for us to get into today. The first thing to do is understand that if you ever see a therefore, it indicates a cause. Because this, therefore, blank. So there is an effect that happens. The effect is what happens from verses 13 through 15. And that reads, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." That is, I think, the most important of the effects. "And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, because he will be forgiven. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Guys, there are two things that, for me, this is personally where I have been, but I would venture out on a limb to say that this is where much of our struggle comes from, and it is these two things. I don't like to confess my sins, and I'm also terrified to pray for someone else. Let's start with confessing sin. I don't want someone to know my weaknesses. I don't want someone to sit here and recognize, "Bro, this dude is messed up. I thought he was a lot more put together than this." I don't want people thinking that, or at least that's what my mind goes to, which is why it's hard for me to confess sin. It's hard to walk in this mindset of saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to let this person in and trust them enough to say, "Hey, dude, I know I looked put together this morning when I came into work, but my wife and I were in a fight this morning. I'm really struggling with a relationship with one of my children. I'm struggling with some things from my past that are coming up and causing some drama in my life." Like whatever that looks like, you know, there's more freedom when we are able to confess those things, because ultimately hidden sin is what leads to confession, and hidden sin deteriorates. It's like really, really bad rust on a car. It begins to tear away at what was there. That's what sin does to us. So, I mean, we could spend episode after episode after episode on this, and obviously we're not going to do that, but guys, you need to be in a group. You need to be in a relationship with some guys that you can be completely accountable with. I meet almost every Tuesday morning with one of my closest friends, and we sit across from each other. How's your relationship with your wife? How's your spouse? How's your family? How's work? How's your relationship with Jesus? We talk about vulnerable things. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what I am failing in right now. This is what is, you know, this is what I'm processing through. Scripture says, if you confess your sins, you will be forgiven. That's why we confess to one another, because we want to be forgiven. That is not excluding the rest of Scripture, which says if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Of course that is true, but we can't act like we're going to be Christians and then stop and then start hiding things. We have to be vulnerable men in order to allow the fruit of the Holy Spirit to work in us. The second thing is, and pray for one another. James intentionally calls out praying for one another. That is not very comfortable, because what if I mess up? What if I say something wrong? What if I embarrass myself? What if I pray for someone and that's not what they were having going on in their life? They look at me like I'm crazy. Like, man, I am the greatest daydreamer. Like, I love, if you know me very well, guys, I'm just going to be vulnerable with you right now. I am a big Tolkien nerd, like Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth. Man, when I was growing up, I could daydream for days just out in the woods playing by myself. And today, man, I think about the glory days when my body didn't hurt so bad. And man, if I could have just made it a little bit longer in baseball or soccer, I could have gone pro. I could have existed in this way of being a professional athlete. And to this point, I also daydream about my fears. I daydream about, you know what? Oh, this could happen. Oh, I could have, this bad thing could have come if I hadn't done this or done this. Or what if I do this? This will lead to this. I cannot base my life off of fear. I cannot live my life in such a way that I'm not going to say, you know what? I believe that the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me. Brother, he is calling you into something greater. And two of the things that James is very intentional about calling us to, and the church to, and men specifically to, is the confession of sin to others and praying for one another. So we're going to start doing this at Brotherhood Breakfast, where we're going to pray for each other. We're going to call into account what we're doing so that we're practicing praying for one another, that this is a regular thing. What is the thing that Christians are so good at saying is, I'll be praying for you. Hey man, I'm sorry for what's going on. I'll be praying for you. Be thinking about you. Well, that's what the world does. The world just says, hey man, good vibes. Hey, positive, you know, interactions. I'm, you know, pointing towards you instead of saying, man, let's get on our hands and knees right now and pray for what's going on in your life. That is what we are called to do. You know, you look back at history and John Wesley, before, you know, in his early days, still in the Anglican Church, before Methodism was even a thing, there was one dynamic to these meetings that he was a part of, these class meetings that began to move something in this early movement of this Methodism. And that was, in these services, they would have confession with one another. Guys to guys and girls to girls. And many in the Anglican Church looked at this and said, oh, you're just becoming Catholic. And so we're not looking at confession as in, oh, well, God's not going to forgive me. It's saying that I'm trying to remove strongholds from my life. And therefore, I bring other people into my heart and into my life so that I can be accountable. I don't want to live in sin. And that's why I confess it. Because I shed light onto it so that it has no control over me. So how do I begin to walk in true brotherhood? Because this is what true brotherhood looks like. It's actually praying for one another. It's confessing our sin to one another. Well, I think first, am I living my life in such a way that makes me approachable to others? I can't do this unless other people are able to come into me and say, hey man, you're trustworthy. Well, am I living my life in a trustworthy manner? Am I someone who's trustworthy with people's stories and people's information? Am I gentle with those who are struggling? You know, I think I can think of a few people right now who I know who have come to me and said, this is just who I am. I'm going to call people out. I'm going to be straight. Is that really what we're called to do? Or on the other side of that, are we called to just let people live in sin or non-confrontation when we're called to point people to Jesus, to the true light? And finally, am I confident with who I am in Christ, that I trust God is working through me? Men, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty confident that you know exactly who you are in Christ. And therefore, you can be confident that Christ is working through you, in you, and wants to use you for the expansion of his kingdom. He wants to draw the people in your life closer to him, and he wants to use you to do it. So be obedient. Step into true brotherhood and become the man that God has called you to be. I'll see you guys this week at the Brotherhood Breakfast. And if you're hearing this after that, don't worry. We have lots of things coming up for you and ways for you to get involved. But again, thanks for listening this week, and we'll see you next time.